These two maps of the United States show the annual average wind speed at two different heights above the surface. The upper map shows the wind speed at 30 meters in height. The one below shows it at 100 meters. And you can see a couple of things right away. One is that there's just a lot more wind, much greater velocities at this higher elevation above the land surface. You get up to 100 meters. And there are a lot of places in the central part of the US where you have wind speeds of, 8 to 10 meters per second, which is really moving along quite fast. And you also see in this lower map of 100 meter wind speeds that in the offshore regions, everywhere, both on the West Coast and East Coast and around the Gulf of Mexico, they're very, very high wind speeds. Also, the Great Lakes like this. And the primary reason these offshore regions have such high wind speeds, and also why higher up you have higher wind speeds, is because there's less friction in those settings. So you go higher up from the surface, there's less friction between the air and all the trees and the roughness of the land surface. That roughness kind of slows the wind down. And so as you rise up above that to 100 meters, you get away from that disturbance and you have much higher wind velocities. You can also see that in the mid-continent region, both at 30 meters and 100 meter heights, that's the area where there's the greatest wind potential. You've got these annual average wind speeds that are quite high. And this is primarily because it's a very flat part of the country. There's not a whole lot of topography in those areas, and the winds can really get going and be maintained. They don't encounter mountains and valleys and the sort of complexity that you see in other areas where further out west, the wind speeds are not that high. So this you can look at this and see right away that if you want to develop wind power, the very best places are in the middle of the continent and at a high elevation, 100 meters above the surface. That's why you see so many very tall wind turbines to get up that high.